Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a backyard party in Fresno, California last night leaves four men dead and six others wounded. About three dozen people were watching football on a big TV screen in a Fresno backyard when one or more suspects showed up and opened fire. There have been no arrests made. A deputy police chief in Fresno says there were kids present, but luckily they're not among the victims.
Right now, all 10 of the victims, deceased or not, were all Asian males between that 25-35 range.
With continued high wildfire risk in California, the state's biggest utility says it may be shutting off power to 250,000 homes and businesses in Northern California this week. Pacific Gas and Electric says it would give 48 hours notice before shutting off electricity, probably on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is now demanding that dollar stores nationwide stop selling cheap Chinese over-the-counter drugs that he says may contain harmful materials. Schumer is saying tainted drugs like creams and cosmetics and other medicines from China can make people sick. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that President Trump should go to an impeachment inquiry hearing and testify, rather than, in her words, intimidate the whistleblower who sparked the impeachment inquiry. The Alabama U.S. Senate candidate and former Trump Attorney General Republican Jeff Sessions reacts to her comments.
Well, I think the Speaker just needs to bring this thing to a conclusion. It's not well-founded to begin with. But just to pick fights with the president and try to make those kind of threats, I think, is wrong at this time, for sure.
He spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is defending his reasoning to not legalize marijuana if he's elected to the White House. Biden saying there's not enough evidence as to, quote, whether or not it's a gateway drug. Biden telling a crowd of supporters in Las Vegas over the weekend it is a debate and he believes there should be a lot more research before it's legalized nationally. However, Biden has supported medical marijuana and the decriminalization while on the campaign trail. Syracuse University shutting down all fraternity activities for the rest of the semester after a racist incident. Over the weekend, a group of students reportedly called an African-American student a racial slur, and the university's chancellor says some of the people involved are members of a fraternity, which has been suspended now. Bill Maher says he's going to try to tone it down. The star of HBO's Real Time saying at the end of a show on Friday, the current bitterly divisive political discourse is going to lead the country to ruin, and he doesn't want to be part of that. And Ford has unveiled its new electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E. After months of hype, it costs about $44,000 and has a range of 230 miles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, getting on with our day. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. You know, I appreciate Tracy Bean's admonishment to us to not disengage, you know, to understand what's happening with your government. Interesting to note that TV viewership on day one of this impeachment hearing, we'll leave it at that, was something like 13.8 million live TV viewers, not counting streaming and other online services. Fell short of James Comey's testimony in June of 2017, had about 19.5 million. Christine Blasey Ford, Brett Kavanaugh hearing, as you recall, 20 million, or Michael Cohen even. Michael Cohen hearing in February, 16 million. So Michael Cohen's hearing has been beating this out. So to Tracy's point, need to stay on top and understand what is going on with your government. Phil Kirpin, the president of American Commitment, joins us. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Just real quick before we get into the Fed here, I want your perspective. I mean, you've been around, you know, D.C. for a while, if not a long time, as some might say.
Only 20 years, Bill.
Only 20 years. So you've got scars to show up. But you see how
plenty of friends who call me a newcomer because I've only been here 20 years. So it all depends on perspective.
Yeah, but nonetheless, maybe because that might give us a fresh perspective as a newcomer of only 20 years.
Yeah, right.
And you look at what's happening with our government right now and what we're seeing in these hearings. What's your takeaway on this?
Well, I think that it betrays a certain desperation among Democrats to find any possible pretext to impeach this president. And, they're desperate for it and they're willing to hang their hat on almost anything. And, it's important to remember that they had three previous House floor impeachment votes written by Al Green of Texas on, you know, sort of comically stupid things like insulting NFL players for kneeling and allegedly saying B-poll countries. And they had one just this past July on the president's tweets insulting Ilhan Omar and the other members of the squad. Mm. And about 40% of House Democrats voted for one of those.
Right.
So almost half of the Democratic caucus had already voted to impeach the president, basically for saying mean things. I think they've long ago betrayed themselves as totally unreasonable, anti-Trump derangement sufferers. And this latest thing, it's so hard to tell what they even think was so objectionable about the president. Mm-hmm. Hunter Biden's getting $1 million a year for 5 years to be on the board of an oil and gas company that he knows nothing about, and his dad happens to get the investigation, or, you know, the prosecutor investigating it fired,
right.
And we're being told it's outrageous to want to look into that?
Yeah.
Really?
Why is that a problem? I'm right with you on it, because I'm sitting there and I go, wait a minute, you have Joe Biden on tape, you know, laughing about it.
I'm trying to figure out how anyone in the world with a functioning brain could think that Hunter Biden getting $1 million a year for 5 years from a Ukrainian oil and gas company is not corrupt. I mean, what is the not corrupt explanation for that?
Exactly. And oh yeah, by the way, he was brought to the country on Air Force Two. You know, he flew with his father there as he did with China, and he's there. I mean, the family is so cheap and his business is so cheap, they can't even, you know, buy a ticket and fly separately. No, he's going to use the people's resources and go and work out a deal.
I looked this up because I was wondering what board compensation looks like, you know, for major oil and gas companies. So we did this research. We pulled this up and we looked at the board member compensation for the largest oil and gas companies in the United States, just to get a sense and a comparison. And like ExxonMobil board members get a little over $300,000 a year, I think $320,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The highest paid is Halliburton board members, get about $400,000. And if you look up their bios, they're incredibly impressive, highly experienced oil and gas experts on that board. So the highest, you know, the biggest U.S. Oil and gas companies, their board members are getting $300,000, at the most $400,000. And this guy's getting $1 million a year.
Yes.
You know, he's getting triple what the Exxon board members get, as zero oil and gas experience of any kind. And he admits in an interview on TV that he got it because his last name was Biden. And it's like, you know, how dare anyone question you? How could you want to investigate that? This is outrageous. This is an impeachable offense. It's like how could anyone not want to investigate that?
Yeah, but Phil, and I go back to what Joe Biden himself said on tape. How do you ignore that? I mean, and yet the Democrats and even Joe Biden insisted, you know, there's nothing there. They already investigated it. Move on. You know, it's a nothing burger. What are you talking about? I mean, here, based on some very loose calculations and interpretation and, you know, almost dream swiping by Adam Schiff, you come up with some sort of crazy narrative about Donald Trump and they're all twisted and nuts over that. You go, wait a minute, you got a guy here admitting, you know, quid pro quo, totally, all three.
You know what, Bill? The people who watch network news and MSNBC and CNN have literally never seen that video. They've never seen it. They don't know it exists.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think
everyone has seen it a million times because we have. But
yes.
they've never heard of it.
Well,
the country's never heard of it. They're not told.
Good point.
They're not shown that.
Yeah, good point. And the thing is, it's difficult is because you end up going out to dinner with them. And then they want to talk about it. And you go, oh Lord, do you really want to know the truth? Do you want the facts and all that? And it's like, oh my, I mean, I've had to navigate around so many landmines, as I'm sure that you probably have as well, with some well-meaning friends. And you just go, gosh, you guys, do us all a favor. You really need to know. And this is why on this show we've been stressing to everybody, critical thinking. We need to regain critical thinking and common sense, Phil.
I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, it's amazing the extent to which people just, you know, block out all the information they don't want to know about. And so in some cases it's willful. In some cases it's just that the news sources they go to don't acknowledge. I mean, you know what the most amazing thing is? All of the media now saying the idea that there was any Democratic collusion with Ukraine during the 2016 election is a conspiracy theory and has
right.
no basis and there's no evidence. And it's like the story on it ran in Politico. It was written by Ken Vogel, who now works
right.
at the New York Times.
Right.
And now, you know, now like the same, you know, the same Politico that ran the story, they said the same Politico that ran that story on how Andrea Chalupa went to the Ukrainian embassy on behalf of the DNC and said, find us stuff on Manafort. And then they released the documents that led to a subsequent prosecution. Now Politico runs stories saying there's no evidence.
Yeah. How do you figure?
Their own article never existed.
Well, you see, this is the thing, and we can thank Hillary Clinton for that concept, because remember, she introduced plausible deniability, you know, to the country, and we've been operating on that operating system ever since, you know, and even then, it's just, whether it's plausible deniability or just ignoring it, just flat out ignore, you know, the facts of the matter, but, you know, at some point, Phil, we have to reconcile the truth, and I don't know, is this country ready to, are they ready for discovery? To realize that, you know, there's corruption is running rampant throughout our government. Are they ready for that?
You know,
I know that almost sounds. I know that almost sounds conspiratorial.
We're going to get a very interesting test, I think, when when the Horowitz report comes out on the origins of the Russia investigation, and then subsequently when Durham decides whether to indict and prosecute anyone. You know, we're probably going to see all of the corrupt liberal media saying this is this is abuse of power. It's outrageous. How dare anyone go after these
standing. Phil, we got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Kirpin after this. We're talking the Fed when we come back. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, no 8-second sound bites here. We go deep into the topics because you need to be informed, and we need to empower the electorate so that critical thinking and common sense comes back home where it belongs and where it's needed. Our conversation with Phil Kirpin continues, president of the American Commitment. Phil, I want to talk about the latest Fed maneuver here. And this is something that people need to be mindful of. I mean, we may be having, you know, a certain number of people very focused on the hearings and what's going on, and you can have your opinion however it is, but we need to be careful that we're not distracted from other things that are happening in our government. And I'm afraid this might be one of those examples where the Fed power grab is going to delay real-time payments. Now, people hear that headline, they go, well, what does that mean? So break it down for them.
Well, this is a pretty important issue because we've been lagging in what's called real-time payments, and Europe is pretty well ahead of us. And what real-time payments means is that when somebody sends you money or when you send someone money, it gets where it's going immediately, rather than having a day or two or three for funds to clear and for it to reach the other side, and then sometimes additional days for funds availability. And the system that most electronic transactions run on in the United States is a system called the ACH system, which is essentially the electronic equivalent of a check.
Right.
And it typically takes 1 to 3 days to clear, and then some banks will have an additional several days for large ones before funds are available. And that's not just a significant inconvenience for individuals in many circumstances. It's a big source of friction in the economy because a lot of times small businesses that don't have a significant cash cushion can't turn around from one job to the next until their funds are available.
Exactly.
Clear from the previous job. And so it idles resources. You have people standing around not working when they could be working because they're waiting for their funds to move. And so the Federal Reserve wants to fix this, wants to catch up, wants to have a real-time payment system where the money immediately arrives where it's going, but there are a lot of, that's a much easier thing to say than to do, because to build a system like that, it takes a lot of sophistication. You've got to have fraud protection, you've got to have authentication, there's got to be full confidence in the transaction that it's legitimate, with transaction data and so forth, because once it goes, it's going to be very hard to get it back, unlike with non-real-time payments where you can cancel it before the clearing takes place. And so, it's not an easy thing to do, but it's very important economically. And the Fed a couple of years ago, they actually did what I think is the absolute right thing. They asked the private banks to develop a system. They basically said, solve this problem. We want it solved. Go do it. Go do it. Fix it in the private sector. And the banks took that mandate from the Fed, and they spent over $1 billion developing a system called TCH, the clearinghouse, which does real-time transaction processing. About 60% of U.S. deposit accounts are connected to it. So it's already pretty widely available. And they were projecting that it would be as high as 90% by year-end. But a couple of months ago, the Fed threw a huge monkey wrench in this, because even though they had asked the private sector to do it, and the private sector had spent a lot of money doing it, the Fed announced sort of a reversal. They said, actually, we're going to build and own and operate our own real-time payment system called FedNow that's going to be owned and operated by the Federal Reserve, and that will compete with the private sector system that we asked for and that we regulate, which is a huge conflict of interest. And, you know, the main reason this is a big problem for your listeners is a lot of smaller banks saw that Fed announcement and they said, oh, well, we're not going to join the TCH system because we're going to wait until the Fed system is
available
and see what the pricing is for that, and maybe that'll make more sense for us to use instead. Except the Fed says it's going to take them 5 years to build their system.
Oh, shy.
And so now you've got a lot of you've got a lot of people who are not going to have real time payments for 5 years or however long it takes for the Fed to actually build this system, and you know, it's kind of ridiculous.
And the rest of the world, we're put at a disadvantage now when it comes to commerce as a result of this. So we're already at a disadvantage.
Correct.
So now we're going to delay it even 5 more years?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty ridiculous. And, you know, the vote to do this at the Fed, it's interesting. It was a 4-to-1 vote. Randall Quarles wrote a very strong dissent, but it was a 4-to-1 vote. And I kind of thought it was going to be a 3-to-2 vote because I thought that Chairman Powell was against this idea. There were some indications of that, but I think that because he's the chairman, he thought it would be kind of embarrassing to be on the losing end of a 3-to-2 vote. So he went along with this proposal, which really was spearheaded by a very liberal Obama appointee to the Fed named Lael Brainard. And it really spotlights the problem, I think, with the Fed operating with just the 5 governors that they've had now for years because of the 2 vacancies that the president's just been unable to fill. And we're now on nominees numbers 5 and 6 from the president for these 2 vacancies because he had 4 that were shot down and crashed and burned. And the two that he named back in July haven't even been formally sent to the Senate yet. So they're kind of stalling and in danger of crashing and burning. And we could have an 0-for-6 situation to fill these two seats. And I think it's another example of how kind of the establishment of the swamp or whatever you want to call it has sort of, inoculated itself against reform and against draining and against President Trump, because he's been so critical of the Fed, and suddenly none of his nominees can move. And
exactly.
We've got this situation where they're stuck with only 5 members instead of the full 7.
Well, Mitch McConnell has been focused on judges, and we've appointed a lot of judges. I think that's positive. But certainly there needs to be some heat turned up on this, and maybe this might be the catalyst, Phil, after this decision here. Let me ask you, why, because everyday Americans are going to go, why would this be of interest to the Fed? Because you got to figure, if they see an interest in this, that there's something about control and money, some advantage. Nobody does this out of the goodness of their heart. So what's in it for the Fed?
Well, I think it's exactly what you said. I think that they see an opportunity to control the payment system and to have, more power and to make money from operating that rather than having it be done commercially in the private sector. And I think that's attractive to them. But there's another aspect of it. I'm not a Ron Paul person or an anti-Fed, hardcore kind of person, but there is a real privacy issue here as well that's potentially concerning because, as I said, with the real-time payments, it's not like, it's not like a check where it's just the amount and that's it. For the real-time payments to work, you need to know specifically what was bought, very detailed transaction information so that you can authenticate it and know that it's legitimate and valid. And in the private sector, there's an enormous amount of data security and protection and privacy, and they've got liability issues, and there are a lot of reasons. Now, there have been breaches, sure, but there's an extraordinary level of caution and care that's taken with all that private transaction data in the private sector. I question whether the Fed's going to be able to safeguard that based on things like the OPM hack and other problems.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Safeguarding data. And so I think it's power and control and, sort of information flow, but I'd be concerned about that last one with all the private information that they're going to have running this.
Yeah, if the small guys make a mistake, well, then they're going to be accountable. The Fed makes a mistake, oh, no, that's okay. We'll just brush it, and they don't even admit to it because they're way too big and they're in control. So who's going to hold them accountable?
It's a major concern. And frankly, I'm not sure this can be stopped at this point, based on just the way the Fed is insulated. I had asked someone at the White House if they could stop this in the OMB review process, because they had announced earlier this year that OMB is now going to be reviewing independent agency major rulemakings as well as executive branch. And they said, oh, no, the Fed's exempt from that. And I said, oh, great.
Oh, don't you love it? That's just like, it's like the Whistleblower Act. It's okay. We can make up rules as we get along. And we need to, 30 days before all hell breaks loose, we're going to rewrite the rules because we smell something coming up, down the pike here. So we need to accommodate this. So now we're going to broaden out the Whistleblower Act. So here it is. The bureaucracy once again is protecting itself. What's Mulvaney? I guess Mulvaney's just going along with this?
Well, the way they've set the rules up now, the Fed rules don't go through them, OMB. They just publish their own rules, and they make their own decisions. So they're the most independent agency of all.
Can you imagine? What power? Who needs a deep state when you got the Fed, right?
Yeah.
Gosh. Can we say anything, Phil? Would it help to, get on the phones?
Yeah, Congress could stop them if they wanted to. So, I don't have much confidence in those guys these days, but that's where we should weigh in at this point, yeah.
Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what you do on top of everything else. Look, and I say, give me 5 minutes a day. It's not 5 hours. It's just 5 minutes a day. Make a couple phone calls, fire off an email, and let's see what happens with our government. See if we can right the ship here, because we need to get it back on track. Phil Kirpin, the president of the American Commitment, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Have a good one, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a backyard party in Fresno, California last night leaves 4 men dead and 6 others wounded. About 3 dozen people were watching football on a big TV screen in a Fresno backyard when one or more suspects showed up and opened fire. There have been no arrests made. A deputy police chief in Fresno says there were kids present, but luckily they're not among the victims.
Right now, all 10 of the victims, deceased or not, were all Asian males between that 25-35 range.
With continued high wildfire risk in California, the state's biggest utility says it may be shutting off power to 250,000 homes and businesses in Northern California this week. Pacific Gas and Electric says it would give 48 hours notice before shutting off electricity, probably on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toast on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence, all the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, for more than a decade, the Coors Light Lidiers program has recognized and highlighted the achievements of emerging Latino leaders through an online public voting competition, a national campaign, and robust community outreach. Sandra Raffelli was named the 2019 Coors Light Lidier of the Year, and her award included a $25,000 grant to Azul for Better Living. It's a nonprofit that provides services for people with special needs, including fostering self-determination, inclusion, networking skills, decision-making, and social integration, thus helping bright individuals who are otherwise isolated. Her enthusiasm and commitment to help others is contagious, is what one of the 7 people who nominated her, helping individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities is her passion. Through creative, empowering programs in fashion, industrial design, and the arts, community members with special needs accomplish financial independence, dignity, and self-made success. We need to welcome right now Sandra Raffelli from West Palm Beach, Florida, the founder and director of Azul for Better Living. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
Well, Sandra Raffelli from West Palm Beach, Florida, just a little bit south of me in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we broadcast from most days. She's here with us on Bill Martinez Live, and she is the winner of the 2019 Coors Light Lidia of the Year, and her award included a $25,000 grant to Azul for Better Living. It's a nonprofit that provides services for people with special needs, including fostering self-determination, inclusion, networking skills, decision-making, and social integration, thus helping bright individuals who are otherwise isolated. Well, how exciting. So tell us about the Coors Light Lidiers program, if you would.
Yes, sure. sure. The Course Like Leaders program has been a blessing for me, and I'm sure it will be a blessing for many. So the program was founded in 2006, and since then it has been supported and highlighting Latino leaders and their social projects so they can make a positive impact in the community. So each year the program honors 12 leaders who give back to the community and help them thrive. These leaders participate in a month campaign to raise awareness about the work they do and to raise online voting that's what is going to make us that's what it made me win. Mm-hmm. So I had to get people to vote for me for 30 days based by sharing my mission. And at the end, the winner gets selected as the Course Like Leader of the Year and mm-hmm. wins $25,000 for their nonprofit. Also, the great part about the program is that through the whole month, there is a lot of social media exposure, interviews, newspaper ads, and all that is a great tool to raise awareness about the social projects that are taking place in our community. So I really invite the community to check the website, www.courselikeleaders.com. Mm-hmm. That's a way to learn a little bit more for those who are interested in getting that money next year.
Exactly. What does it mean to you personally and to your company to be named the Coors Light Leader of the Year?
Well, it is an honor to be representing Hispanic leadership this year. Also, it really opened a door and it motivated me to share with the world, you know, with the community, the journey that I have had to make a positive impact by sharing my experience. I feel that it's a way to empower others who might have an idea and having it like put it in action because they're afraid. And this program taught me that everything is possible. Everything is possible. I never thought this would happen, and it happened. Also, for my creatives, the ones who, my designers, the ones who I advocate for adults with special needs, this has been really good because it's exposure. So the community can see how capable they are, how they can come out with high quality artistic pieces and designs so they can be recognized. So it has been really meaningful for all of us. Overall.
I bet. It's really kind of a team award here, is it not?
Yes, yes. Well, yes, we're all winning.
That's right. Well, that's excellent. Well, the $25,000 grant award, which, you know, confirms your idea and all the great work that everybody involved with your organization has been producing. How is this going to help you make a positive impact in your community? You touched on this just a little bit, but I want you to talk a little bit more about the direct impact on your community that this is going to have.
Well, this is huge, especially for our organization and the community. We are going to be able to double the services. Our services are personalized and high quality. We are based on quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. So with $25,000, we will be able to offer an extra class, in fact, in Spanish for those who don't speak English but still can explore into empowerment and create their own business in fashion design
mm-hmm.
And art.
Share a story with us, if you would, about a person whose life's been transformed.
Sure, sure. A 23-year-old woman with autism had her dream to be a fashion designer. However, her functionality level didn't meet the requirements of the fashion design programs that she applied to. So when she finds us, we take her in along with her parent, with her mm-hmm. mother, because we train both a family member and the individual. And the first transformation was in the relationship dynamics. They went from one taking care of the other to both learning something and collaborating into a design. And Furthermore, they both started a business, and right now they work as a team. She is able to network fearlessly, mm-hmm. and they are generating an extra income since they already have an online store, and their designs have been sold at different consignment stores.
Well, Sandra, I know we're out of time. I wish we had more time. I could be talking to you for a lot more because you've got such stories to share. Just as we close real quick, if you can remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes. Real quick, if they want more information about get access to these grants, www.CourseLightLeaders.com. And if you are interested about Azul for Better Living programs, then you can go to www.AzulForBetterLiving.org.
Sandra, thank you so much. Congratulations once again. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Sandra Rafael, she's the founder and director of Azul for Better Living. What an incredible story. Originally, she didn't know she'd become an entrepreneur, blending her desire to help others and her love of design into a successful career. She started as a teacher's assistant in an elementary school in Chicago, working with students with special needs, including autism, cognitive disabilities, and other health impairments. A few years later, in 2014, she moved back home to Bogota, Colombia, where she founded Azul for Better Living to unite both of her passions, fashion and helping people with disabilities. Her success in Bogota convinced her that she could replicate it here in the States, and she moved to West Palm Beach, Florida, and for 2 years worked with Career Source Palm Beach County as a disability resource coordinator, where she developed employment strategies and collaborated with countywide social service agencies to assist low-income adults with disabilities. Again, congratulations to Sandra Rafael, from West Palm Beach, Florida, the founder and director of Azul for Better Living.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You
before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Got my two good friends here. I got to tell you, Bob Waliszewski, of course, he and I have been joined at the hip. Almost, I guess for the first time we met, Bob, you and I. We've just had this kind of relationship, and it's been so special. I'm just so grateful for you and your family. And then the last time we were on the Big Island there in Hawaii, which you've now moved to, you know, I meet your daughter. What an award-winning girl she is.
Well, I'm biased, so absolutely. I am. Yeah. I think that's one of the truest things I've ever heard you say, Bill, and you've never steered me wrong.
No. Yeah, don't. She doesn't have anything to worry about. If she needs some parent to adopt her, then tell her she's in. Or I can tell her that.
Yeah.
Because she's on the phone right now, too. Hey, Kelsey, how are we doing?
Aloha, Bill.
Aloha.
Bill, thanks for having us today.
Hey, great to have you here. Bob Waliszewski, you know, was with Focus on the Family for some 28 years, but who's counting? He decided to move to Hawaii, and, of course, he still does radio voiceover work. He's here on the show from time and again whenever I can get him on the show to talk about things about the culture, and certainly that continues, at least until Jesus comes. And then, you know, meanwhile, Kelsey, who is a former youth pastor in Hilo, Hawaii, she's now captain and manager of a whale watching operation and swims with mantas and dolphins just for fun, huh? Go out there, jump in, swim with the mantas and the dolphins?
Well, it's
that is correct. Yeah, it's a fabulous thing. I'm a little obsessed, let's just say that.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, what gorgeous animals, and to be able to relate to them. Are you amazed? I mean, it wasn't like you were born and raised in Hawaii, but you, oh gosh, when I met you and like in a few seconds, I could tell that, you know, Hawaii, the island, is just so much who you are.
It really is. It really is. It's a dream come true. This job has been a fabulous job. I've learned a lot, and I think the animals themselves have taught me a lot, too, and kind of hence why we're here today is actually based on what I learned from humpback whales.
Wow, very cool. And what we're here to talk about is Kelsey has launched her and Bob. Bob is the co-host of the show. Kelsey, of course, is the star, the headliner of Moi Moi. It's a podcast. And you've got, what, four in the can already? Four podcasts?
Yeah, it's called actually the Talking Story Podcast is what our podcast is called. Moi Moi Market is a market that I've started is a sponsor of the Talking Story podcast. But really, my dad and I have launched, it's called The Talking Story Podcast, and we've been doing it, four episodes in now.
Right. And this is what we love. I got to tell you, if you've never been to Hawaii, that's how it is. You talk story. And really, is that? And I love that about the island because, like you say, even from humpback whales, you learn a lot if you listen.
Well, the theme of this Talking Story podcast is to highlight ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things. And already we have 50 mapped out, Bill. Wow. And I believe we've taped 10 or 12. Four are already up and running on iTunes. And if someone wants to go to iTunes, they need to type in the word "the," because if you just type in Talking Story Podcast, at least when I did, it didn't come up. But if you put in the Talking Story Podcast, which is called, it comes up, and they can get some of these incredible stories. Like Dr. Charles Mulley in Africa that Kelsey just taped about a month ago.
Kelsey, how much fun for you to be able, because you and I did, we talked about this the last time, about Talking Story, the Talking Story podcast, and being able to go, this is kind of now a vehicle for you to go all over the world. I mean, here you are, you're in Africa, and you're talking with Charles Mulley.
That's correct. I actually wasn't able to meet Charles Mulley himself. He was in America, so we missed each other just by a couple days, but he has some amazing people working for him who are all actually beneficiaries of what Charles Mulley has done. And a little background about him is he's helped 15,000 kids out of orphan situations, and he's become a family to these kids. So it was incredible to see firsthand the orphanage and the work that's happening in Kenya, Africa, and then being able to talk to the kids who have benefited from such generosity and his heart for Jesus.
For people that don't know the Charles Mulley story, and maybe somehow they missed it, give us a key summary, if you would, Kelsey.
Would love to, Bill. So Charles Mulley himself was an orphan at the age of six and ended up going to Nairobi where he found work. He worked hard. He ended up becoming one of the wealthiest Kenyan men in Africa and married, had eight kids of his own. And through a circumstance, which people can listen to in the podcast, his life changed and he wrestled with God. You know, he was a wealthy man, eight kids, great family. A lot of people would call it success. And he decided that that wasn't enough. And he came home one day, told his wife, "Honey, I'm selling everything and we're going to start taking kids off the street who need a home." And he's done this for 30 years now. And he's now considered the largest family, the father of the largest family in the world. And it's pretty incredible. So he's just one of the stories that we share on the Talking Story podcast. We have been able to talk to people, incredible people from all over the world who have just done amazing things and want to use their life in a more purposeful way.
Bob, you know that when somebody is touched by God this dramatically, I mean, here life is good, got everything they can handle, his own family, his own children, they're set for life, everything's rolling along. All of a sudden there goes their inheritance, and he decides to invest in a spiritual and eternal inheritance, right?
Well, not only that, but he just seems to hear from the Lord different than I do. I'll put it that way. I mean, I love the Lord, but I just wish I could hear his voice more clearly sometimes. And there's a story that Dr. Mulley shares that they drilled several wells on their property and they came up empty and they were driving long distances to get water for these kids. And it's expensive. It's a pain. And then one night when he went to bed, he felt God talk to him and said, "On the property at this location, if you drill again, you will find water." He got up in the middle of the night, grabbed his wife and said, "Honey, come with me. I think God told me where water is." And they walked out to a certain place on the property. He said, "God told me right here." So they began digging right in that spot. And not only did they find water, but they found enough water that they blessed the community around them with their water. And they've They've started fish ponds, agricultural efforts that grow crops that are self-sustaining for this orphanage. It's just one, and they've even changed the entire environment. It rains more now because there's so many trees and crops and greenery because of this well.
Exactly. Wow, that is
the Lord like that.
Yeah, that is awesome. Kelsey, who else? Give us another story.
Yeah, so one of the guys that we're going to be sharing her story next Monday. Her name is Lenya from Reload Love. She describes herself as a Malibu Barbie. She really felt called by the Lord to help kids who have been in terrorism situations, so especially some kids from Syria.
Right.
And their whole mission is to build playgrounds because they really find therapy take place in playgrounds. A lot of ministry can happen when kids are being able to be kids because they've experienced some traumatic events. So she's going to share her story on our podcast and tell us how she got started. Part of, you know, every issue, whether it's, you know, just people who have a heart to do better is, how do I do better? Where does the money come from? And so she sells jewelry that is made of expired bullet casings. And so they're selling jewelry to raise money to build these playgrounds. But her heart is ultimately to help these kids find healing when they've really experienced events that we can't even imagine. So we'll be sharing a little bit about her. We had an opportunity to talk with her. It was fabulous.
Well, what great ideas. Hey, Bob, this has to be rewarding for you and your daughter to be able to do this. What do you see in the coming year for the Talking Story podcast?
Well, you know, there's a couple reasons to get into podcasting. One is to make a name for yourself and think, I hope people listen and look at me. Another is to say, oh, I want to make $1 million. Maybe if I get on the podcast, I'll be so popular or whatever. And this is not about any of those things. This is about trying to highlight other folks that are doing great things, people that do it not for recognition, not for any other reason, but they just have a heart. And what we see, and again, we've mapped out. One of the things when Kelsey came to me with this idea a year ago, I said, Dad, would you be my co-host? And I said, Kelsey, I think the answer is yes, but I think I'm going to run out of, if it's up to me, I'm going to run out of ideas of things to talk about within about 4 or 5 podcasts. So would you sit down and map out about 30 of them? If you do that, then I think I'm on board. Mm-hmm. And she sat down and she mapped out 50 of them. And she said, if we talk to this, and this, and already we've got like 12 of them in the can, and we're well on our way. So what I see in the next year is to pick up the other 38.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Well, Kelsey, always a pleasure to be talking to you, even if we do it over the radio. But I'm gonna be coming up. We gotta come back to the island. I miss you guys, and it'll be good to. And meanwhile, we'll have you back on the show because we need updates on these different stories. Bob, remind everybody, Bob Waliszewski, where they can go for more information and listen to the Talking Story podcast. Where do they go?
Yes, the Talking Story podcast. Put the word "the" and just go to iTunes, and we'd love to have them listen. We'd love to have their feedback. We'd love to have them share it so that we can grow even an audience because it is brand new. It is launched late October, so we're just brand new at this.
We're also on Spotify, and if people don't have either iTunes or Spotify, they can check us out on our blog at moinmoinmarket.com. We have all the podcasts listed there with audio.
Well, Bob and Kelsey, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
God bless you, too.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, angle.